Across the country today, Episcopal priests climbed into their pulpits for the first time since the church approved its first openly gay bishop last week, Gene Robinson. It was a decision that pulled at the very fabric of the church, and explaining it to the faithful today was a difficult task. We asked three Episcopal priests for their thoughts after Sunday services.
My name's Rafe Thomas Blackman, and I'm the Dean of St. James Cathedral in Chicago. And this morning in my sermon, I tried to address the issues that were posed before General Convention by the nomination of Gene Robinson and then the process of approving his election as Bishop of New Hampshire, and centered into the texts of Scripture, which are just wonderful ones for today, the Ephesians calling us to not grieve the Holy Spirit by living in brokenness and hurt and pain, but to be forgiving and to live in love as Christ loved us. And we took those things saying, God's doing a new thing. It's okay. It's not comfortable for everyone, but we are in a place where we can continue to grow, where we continue to center ourselves in the Spirit, where we can continue, hopefully, to have a big enough tent, even for those who are of divergent views or contrary views to ours, and where we can celebrate a place that for many, and this is particularly important to this community, where many who were forced to the outside are more centered now.
I'm Robert Taylor, Dean of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. I was elected in the summer of 1999 as the first dean of an American cathedral who was open about being gay. I spoke about the many emotions that people on all sides of that issue have felt. I also said how proud I was of being part of the Episcopal Church, a church that is willing to openly and freely engage in difficult conversations about the quote-unquote other, that I was proud of a church that was making a major statement about the fact that every single human being is made in the image of God, and that no level of leadership within the Episcopal Church is closed off to anyone.
My name is David Harper, and I'm rector of Church of the Apostles in Fairfax, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., In terms of what to say to the congregation, it was relatively easy because our congregation shares a very Anglican understanding of what it means to be a Christian, which is that Scripture is central to our life. And when the church departs from Scripture, our congregation understands that there's been a diversion from the truth, and they need reassurance that we are taking a stand. I was reflecting the dismay that they experience, and a huge portion of the Anglican Communion, which is a worldwide church, where there has been very grave distress at what the General Convention has decided. I was telling them that that dismay will mean changes in how the Episcopal Church is going to live its life, how it's going to define itself, how it's going to be expressed in the United States. There will be some changes, I believe.
David Harper, Robert Taylor, and Rafe Thomas Black, Episcopal priests talking about their sermons this Sunday, the first since the church approved its first openly gay bishop.